Shalom, shalom, family. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rebel Rouser. Thank you for tuning in to the old show here. We actually don't have a name for the show on Anchor, but this is a Black Enlightainment production here at Black Enlightainment. We are broadcasting consciousness. So I figure I'll start to share some of my content from my other social medias here on Anchor so that folks aren't getting different content depending on where they go. So enjoy this little tidbit from TikTok. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rabble Rouser, and I'm such an idiot. I just recorded these on the other account forgetting that I'm not allowed to post. So yeah, I'm re-recording on this account. Okay, dig it. Let's talk about why I don't believe in democracy, okay? The problem with democracy and everyone getting a say on important matters is that everyone is not an expert in important matters. So let's go down a little journey. When you have a toothache, does everyone get a say on what to do about it, or does someone who has studied hygiene and oral care get a say? And would only other people who have studied oral hygiene and oral hair care get a say? If you have a heart condition, would you let everyone in your community have a say on what to do about your heart condition? Or would you only want people who have spent their lives studying the heart to have a say? Probably you would pick one particular person that you trust who has studied the heart to get the say. Maybe you would ask a few people who have studied the heart what you should do about your heart condition, or even help you identify your heart condition. You would not let everyone you know get a say. You would not even let every doctor that you know would get a say. You wouldn't ask your podiatrist, your foot doctor, what to do about your heart. Now, if you want to do that with your own personal body, why do you believe that everyone should get a say on matters that are going to affect the most people in the largest way? You wouldn't want that. Because the fact is, most people have not spent their entire lives or any great portion of their lives studying things like how societies become great, how societies fall, how to keep the rich rich and the poor poor, how to make sure there are no poor, how to make sure there are no rich. People, everyone has not looked into these things. And so everyone should not get a say. So in terms of building the new earth, this concept that everyone together, and this is a response to a live with the brother who does Clarity Ends Chaos, shout out to him because his content is usually pretty sound, but he's way off the mark with this concept that everyone together has to get consensus and build the new laws and the new this and that for the new earth. It's absurd. Everyone has not put in the energy and the time and the effort to be experts in such matters. Some people have been baking pies all their life. Some people have been growing corn all of their life. Some people have been fixing cars all of their life. They should not have a say on matters that do not concern them enough that they've invested years of time studying them. And that, my friends, is why I don't believe in democracy. Everyone does not get a say in civil matters.
And so the other problem that I have with democracy is you don't have a culture, you don't have modern cultures where people are at all responsible for things. People want to feel like they've done something when they cast a vote, but they don't want to be responsible for the outcome of those things. So that if you vote for a person because they promised to put a school in your neighborhood and you vote for them, when you find out later that they're polluting the river, you don't personally take responsibility for the pollution of the river. You distance yourself and say, well, I voted for him because of the school. And then you feel like if he's not building the school, you might a little bit have a problem. But you're not willing to do enough investigation to find out what else he wants to do besides build the school that's going to directly benefit you. And so he may build a school in your neighborhood that's going to directly benefit you, but 7 miles down the road, he's going to be polluting the river that's going to destroy all of the farms within 100 miles. And so if you are serving self-interest and all you care about is getting the guy in that's going to build a new school in your community, you have no business voting. Because you're not just voting for the person that's going to put the school in your community. You're also voting for the man who's going to decide on whether or not this river can remain pure. And so you're voting for the farmer that's 99 miles away that you've never met. And so if you haven't taken the time to consider all of the matters that this person is going to touch, then you have no place voting. And in today's society, the last thing people want to do is take the time to become really aware of what matters are at hand. Nobody is taking that time. People don't understand that the way lobbying works and the way that we live in an oligarchy where the people with the most money make the rules. And so your voting is really only a demonstration. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything. It only shows where your allegiance is, but it really doesn't even transfer and move power. Power is not moved by votes. Power is moved by lobbyists, and the people who can gain the most financial support, which is how you have this whole cancel culture, because when people have enough financial backing, it doesn't matter how much good you've done. They can take one little weird incident that you were a part of and completely ruin you if they've got enough money to get a good propaganda campaign going. And vice versa, it doesn't matter how much wickedness you've done. All they got to do is have enough money to invest in a proper propaganda campaign. And if they're giving away TVs or hot dogs or hallelujah, whatever it is that they're giving away to win support, then they don't get any resistance from the people. But at the end of the day, to imagine that your vote is what puts someone in power or not is just, it's just childish and immature and irresponsible. Where you spend your money has more to do with who runs society than where you cast your vote and whether or not you cast a vote. And so, no, I'm not, I don't believe in this false sense of democracy. I only believe in democracy where people are voting on issues that they're informed about, invested in, and where there are measures of accountability. So if we vote for Joan because Joan said she's going to put a school in our neighborhood, we have some measure of holding her accountable to that school. And we also have some measure of holding her accountable that her putting in the school isn't then going to cause a deficit somewhere else, cause harm somewhere else. She didn't get the money for the school from the guy that wants to pollute the river. And so now, because you got a school, you owe the river the pollution because you owe the guy that paid for the school. Now he gets to have his easement enacted or whatever they call when you have an easement that says you can do something in a particular place, even though it may or may not be according to the original designation, and it may be a little outside of the rules and things like that. Now that he's paid for this school, now he gets this easement and he can pollute the water. So I don't believe that we should be having voting until such a time as society is generally informed and that there are accountability measures in place. So yeah, I guess that makes me whatever it makes me, but I definitely don't support this idea of growing global democracy. It's just not what it pretends to be. Word? All right, that's what I got for you. Shalom, y'all. Be great. Y'all be glorified, magnified in all you say, think, and do. Thanks for popping into Black Enlightainment, where we are broadcasting casting consciousness. It's your girl, Jetty Empress, Jetty the Rabble Rouser. I'm out.